This is JIS News coming up. Police report decline in child murders. Education Ministry to refurbish Padmore Primary and special care facility established in Portland. The news in detail after this message.
Landowners, attorneys at law, real estate agents, listen up. The National Land Agency, NLA, has increased fees for certain land transactions. This is the first time fees are being increased in over 20 years as the NLA works to serve you even better. Applications for first registration and the transfer of property for value will be exempt from the increase. To get more information, contact the National Land Agency at 750-5263 or visit NLA.gov.jm.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is reporting a decline in child murders islandwide. According to the Statistics and Information Management Unit of the JCF, 7 children have been murdered since the start of the year. This in comparison to 20 murders recorded for the same period last year. The decline in child murders is in keeping with an overall decrease in violent deaths islandwide. 272 murders have been recorded so far this year, 16 less than for the same period last year. The JCF is also reporting that shootings and robberies have decreased, while break-ins are down by 50%. Other violent crimes, including rape, larceny, and aggravated assault, have also declined, resulting in an overall 32% reduction in crimes across the country. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Constabulary Force continues to strengthen operational activities across the island to seize illegal weapons and dangerous drugs and apprehend wanted persons as it seeks to create safer communities. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has committed over $3 million for improvement works at the Padmore Primary School in Red Hill, St. Andrew. This will be the first of several steps to fully refurbishing the institution. While on a tour of the school Wednesday, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid said the renovation work will get underway before the start of the new school year in September, after which the ministry will be providing additional support.
So far, we have a $3.5 million commitment, and I'll wait for the technical person to see how far that $3.5 million can go. There are other private sector interests who are ready to partner, and so I want to say the Padmore help is on the way.
Works will include renovation of the bathroom facilities, installation of a library and computer laboratory, as well as the paving of the school grounds. Padmore Primary was previously slated for closure due to low student enrollment and underperformance. The institution has since made a dramatic turnaround, achieving 100% pass rates at the grades 3 and 4 levels, as well as outstanding performances in the 2015 Grade 6 Achievement Test. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, has expressed confidence that the sugar industry will rebound despite current challenges. He cites exploitation of the Caribbean market as one avenue for the revival of the once booming industry.
I think that the survival of Jamaica sugar industry now rests with satisfying the huge demand for sugar within the Caribbean, which amounts to over 300,000 tons per annum when you add refined sugar and raw sugar.
Mr. Stanbury says another means of ensuring the survival of the industry is moving beyond the production of brown sugar and diversifying the sugar product. This, he says, would include the production of ethanol to provide fuel for vehicles, molasses to supply the rum industry, refined sugar and specialty sugar, as well as alternative energy for cogeneration. And a $30 million special care center was officially opened in Orange Bay, Portland on Thursday. The facility, sponsored by the Digicel Foundation, will cater specifically to children with special needs. Some 100 children will be given day-to-day care at the facility. Minister of Labor and Social Security Shahini Robinson says she's pleased with Digicel Foundation's commitment to helping persons with disabilities. She's encouraging more Jamaicans to learn about interacting with persons with disabilities.
I charge Jamaicans to educate themselves of the complexities of raising a child with disabilities so that in this way we can all lend greater support to the parents of children with disabilities and remind them that indeed they are not alone.
The center is named in honor of late resident of Portland and Digicel employee Mikhail Betancourt. Additionally, the facility will be operated under the Early Stimulation Program of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. The center is the 7th of 10 such facilities to be opened across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.